Governor Christie certainly sided with the gas and oil industry by vetoing this legislation. You know, fracking waste is one of the most toxic substances that we know, and it's been brought into the state from other places, and there's the potential for generating this waste in New Jersey if they start doing fracking in the newly discovered deposits in the Newark Basin. We're very concerned that the waste, literally millions of gallons that were brought to a facility in South Jersey for discharge into the Delaware River, and tons and tons of solid waste that is brought to facilities in North Jersey, poses a serious threat to public health and the environment, and how the governor could ignore this and not stand with the residents of New Jersey is really a major problem. And what we need now is for the legislature to do what they did before and stand up to this industry, and then now to stand up to the governor and put forward a legislation that is going to override the governor's veto and put that up for a vote.
So are you looking to have them attempt to override his veto or look at different legislation?
Well, right now we're going to push for an override of the veto. We had the votes in the first vote. If everyone who voted to keep fracking waste from being dumped in the state does it now, we'll be in a position to override this veto. And one of the unfortunate things is that we know for many Republicans that voting to stop fracking waste dumping is one vote. Now they need to stand up to the governor and the oil and gas industry, and we're not sure they're going to do that. We're going to certainly sit down with them, meet with them, make sure they understand the importance to the residents in their district, make sure they understand the implications for this waste coming into the state and what damage that can cause to public health and the environment. But without their support for this, we won't get it done.
I see. And I see where the governor really didn't make an argument or in vetoing this bill, didn't look at the toxicity of all this stuff that could potentially wind up in the ground and rivers and streams, et cetera, but questioned it on the constitutional issue. Does that hold water for you?
Well, the governor really probably should just go back and read the Constitution, because the Commerce Clause that he cited allows exemptions for public health reasons. And the governor ignored that in issuing the statement. He ignored the impact of fracking waste. He didn't talk at all and mention or recognize in his statement the dire threat that this waste poses to New Jersey and our state and the residents of our state and the environment of our state. He merely made up an excuse to why he wasn't going to do this, because he knows he can't get up and say that this waste doesn't pose those threats. And this was his way out to the oil and gas industry. Particularly disappointing because we met with his office and provided him with significant documentation about the constitutionality of this. We provided him with case history and case law that backs up and supports the constitutionality of this legislation, and he ignored that. He also, in his statement, said that this legislation is irrelevant because there's no fracking and there will not be fracking going on in New Jersey because there's not shale. That argument very wrong. Earlier this year, the U.S. Geological Survey released new data showing that there could be up to 1.6 trillion cubic feet of gas in the Newark Basin, which runs basically from Mercer County up through Middlesex, Somerset, Essex, Bergen, Passaic, and Hudson counties into New York. And we're very concerned about the prospects for drilling in that. And where Governor Christie has a little over a year ago, you know, had vetoed the fracking ban. Now those areas could be threatened for drilling when New Jersey's one-year moratorium expires in January.
I see.
And so the fact that this governor is willing to ignore the facts and ignore the reality in issuing the statement means that he is either not reading the information his staff is giving him, or he's deliberately trying to mislead the public about the reality and seriousness of this issue.
What do you need now from members of the public, citizens of New Jersey who might want to sound off on this? What's the best course of action for them?
Right now, the real thing that we need is for people to continue the work that they've been doing. And if you haven't been doing it, then you got to start doing it. It's making phone calls to your legislator. It's making sure that they know what's going on with this, that you care about this issue. It's picking up the phone and giving them a call and letting them know that this issue is important to you, it's important to your family. Because the only way we're going to overcome the interest of the oil and gas industry is for people to get up out of their easy chairs and start standing up. And we've seen tremendous numbers of people standing up and doing that, which is why we got the legislature to pass this bill with such strong bipartisan support the first time. But we're going to need an even stronger push from the public to make sure this goes forward again. You know, right now there's an opportunity for the Assembly to put this bill up on October 18th. We're hopeful that we may have an opportunity for this vote to happen at that point in time. The way that's going to happen is if we have the support from the legislature to do that. And so it's for people over the next few weeks really taking the time to make sure that they're doing what they can on this issue.